Now, we're going to change up a little bit. I've asked my husband, lover, partner, and friend to assist me this morning in reading an affirmation.
I may not need the mic. Can everyone hear me?
No. Or the ears who cannot hear.
Nobody gets away.
Power. So God created man in his own image, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. It is because the Spirit of God is incarnated into us that we have dominion over the world of effects. This dominion is exercised in such degree as we sense its true meaning. It is written that we have dominion over evil, not that we have dominion in or through evil. Spiritual dominion is exercised only as we rise above that which denies the divine goodness. Today, I exercise my spiritual dominion through the recognition that good alone is real, that God is the only presence, and I love the only power. Today, I rise above the sense of separation into a consciousness of my union with good. Today, I understand that the power of God flows through me to everything I contact. We all use the creative power of the universal mind every time we use our own mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He got hit with that one this morning on the way here. So, pretty much when you see my sermons, you're probably thinking, where's it going with that? Because all of my stuff comes from music first. So I get the music first, and then I get the message. So the two songs that have been burning in my soul, Imagine and What a Wonderful World, just burning in my soul. So today we are leaning on the beautiful lyrics of John Lennon's Imagine and Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. I've been overtaken by the words of both of these songs. Whenever we visit Unity churches, and Unity is the sister philosophy to Science of Mind, they normally end their services with, It's a Wonderful World. So both of these, The Wonderful World and Imagine, have been eating and talking to me and actually bringing me to tears. They make me think the deeper thought and ask the deeper questions. Imagine is sticking it to you, and It's a Wonderful World is like a prayer. There's such collective, powerful energies, both of these songs, that I believe they were put in place to help awaken us for such a time as this. It's like they were created back then for what we're moving through right now. It would not be an over-exaggeration for me to call John Lennon a visionary, a pure genius, a prophet. The track titled Imagine is more relevant today than it was 30 years ago. And in that sense, John Lennon was a visionary beyond his time. Imagine was the most successful single off of the John Lennon career. The song is acclaimed as one of the greatest songs of the history of music. Is also one of the most commercially successful records of the past. Imagine was released in October 1971 and still going strong. It's such a simple song, yet it has a powerful and deep meaning underneath the simple lyrics. The song is one massive flow of beautiful and thoughtful wordings. The process begins from the very first verse. Imagine there is no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. John Lennon is asking us to imagine that there is no heaven and no hell. He says we may have to try a little because we've been spoon-fed all of our lives about heaven being above and hell being below. Where did we learn that? Sunday school. And who teaches us that? Religion. I'm not hating on any one religion, but the chaos we have brought upon the world in the name of religion is beyond my brain. It's as if the world would have been a better place without religion. We go to heaven or hell tomorrow, not today. What if people focused on the present? Living in the present, how would that impact our behavior? Would we treat people differently if we knew we had to endure the consequences of our actions today? We go to heaven or hell after death. Well, what if we had to pay off our debts in this life before we die? We do. It's called karma. We would still be doing all the inhumanities that we do, but we would be more conscious. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. John Lennon again is asking us to imagine that there is no countries. Why? Well, what are countries? Google defines a country as a nation with its own government, occupying a particular territory. That's a red flag there. How many wars have been fought in the name of patriotism, sovereignty, imperialism, and territory? What if the whole world was one nation? Would people still fight for boundaries? Wealthy and powerful nations thrive on acquiring, pondering, smaller, weaker nations, peace in the shield that they use to cover their dirty hands. We take pride in saying we are willing to die for our country. True, there's nobility in that, because we are already divided into territories, but what if there were no territories? Would people still have to die for a piece of land? Probably not. This is a common dream we all have, a world of peace. But world peace requires the contribution of everybody, and I mean everybody. If there is even a single spoke that is bent or broken, the wheel will collapse. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. John Lennon gets a little deep here. Imagine a life without possessions. What are possessions? Well, pretty much everything we love and adore and cannot go or live without. Can we imagine a life without iPhones or Androids? American trumpeter and singer Louis Armstrong gave us the prayerful lyrics of the song, It's a Wonderful World, showing us the beautiful things of our world, such as the blue skies, the beautiful colors of the rainbow, the warmth and the friendliness and love that people show each other, the lovely cries of babies, etc. Despite the numerous heartbreaking things that have happened around us in our daily lives, the lyrics here show us to be more than, to vibrate higher, to see the beautiful beauty that's in the faces of each other and our world, appreciating and celebrating each other. So I found some facts about the song. Probably not important to you, but I love them. What a Wonderful World wasn't written by Louis Armstrong. It was written by Bob Thiel and George David Weiss. Despite being one of the most famous songs in the world, the song was initially not popular when it was first released, simply because Armstrong's record company didn't like it and didn't invest resources into promoting it. However, the song went on to become a huge hit in the UK, hitting number one on the singles chart. When the song topped the UK singles chart, Armstrong made history by becoming the oldest male artist to achieve that feat. Armstrong was 66 years and 10 months old. Not only did the song top the charts in the United Kingdom, but it also became the most successful single around the world, except for America. The song only became uber famous in the United States in the later 70s, 80s, 1987, about 20 years after its release, when it was featured in the famous 1987 military comedy drama called Good Morning Vietnam, starring Robin Williams. Before being recorded by Louis Armstrong, the song was initially recorded, or was supposed to be recorded, by Tony Bennett. He rejected the song. But now you see he is on every record that he makes. The last great person to really make the song more visible to the world was Ava Cassidy. She performed the shocking, beautiful song right before she died at the age of 33. When Louis Armstrong recorded the song, America was segregated. There was high racial tension running. Americans were also living in their lives pretty much in fear that one day a nuclear bomb would go off. He was no exception. He was the target of much hate. He was in no way ignoring the negative issues going on in the world around him. His message was that despite everything going on, there's so much beauty in this world, and there's so much hope for the children of this world and their future. The whole point of the song is that no matter how bad things get, just take a look around, admire the world, see God in the faces of each other. This song is full of hope and prayer. So John and I want to do something.
You ready?
I am.
Get it.
Okay. Imagine there is no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But what they're really saying is, I love you.
Imagine no possessions, I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world.
I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh.
So I ask you to close your eyes. I'm going to do a little meditation.
For today.
as gods and goddesses, awakened beings, we're not going to stand by and allow our world voices to step into our power. I know this right here, right through. I know that spirit is evolving, that everything is working together for your good. The universe conspires. You are always loved.
Do we have any questions or comments? Yes, Mary.
And as we think that the universe is aware, and within that universe,
anyone else? Just listen.
Let me say this carefully. For mine is always a choice. Every day we're making a choice to vibrate higher. Yet we all fall down, we all forget. And that's why beautiful situations like this happen. To remind you, to help you be reminded through the week. And I know that with everything politically going on, if you find yourself drowning in all the politicalness that's happening, then you're saying someone else has your power. You're giving your power away. Someone's holding your power. No one's holding your power unless you give it to them. The president, the governor, no one's holding your power. So it's like a call for us to take our power back. That's a choice.
So a few weeks ago, stuff around Donald Trump.
The other side might be right, and history will we can continue this after the service. There's lots of thoughtful provocation. Thank you, David Michael. That was beautiful.
I have a great ability to always like to say, for